So the Taiwan Travel Act was approved almost unanimously by lawmakers in the D.C., sending a very dangerous signal to Taiwan. Look, we are ready to promote, remarkably, the level of mail-to-mail exchanges between Taipei and Washington. Now, it's not only this Taiwan Travel Act. We also had the 1979 Taiwan Relations Act. Now, with these two documents, the so-called domestic laws by the United States, what do you think of the prospects of resuming dialogue between Taiwan and the mainland? Do you think the United States is really lurking behind and poses the real threat for whatever kind of reunification?
We are opposed to the so-called Taiwan Relations Act from the very, very beginning. And there is no change in our position. Because the Taiwan issue is a matter of territorial integrity, national sovereignty, and unity for China. So this is our core interest. There's no room for compromise. And we hope the United States will honor its commitment undertaken in the three joint communiques between the two countries.
What do you think of the consequences arising from the Taiwan Travel Act? What do you think of ramifications that may arise from an apparent increase in the level of mail-to-mail exchanges? What about a warship to be deployed near Kaohsiung, an important port of Taiwan? What does that mean for the mail-to-mail ties?
Well, we are firmly against any official or military ties between the United States and Taiwan. We are firmly against any more arms sale from the United States to Taiwan. And we are watching the situation very closely. And we will take actions in accordingly.
And do you think the One China principle will continue to serve as the most important political groundwork for the two sides to have whatever dialogue? I mean, without this principle...
I think that that's the political foundation of the relations between China and the United States. So, if anybody tries to undermine this, it will have very serious consequences.
Do you mean there's going to be a war if such a principle was to be undermined seriously according to the anti-secession law?
We'll see what will happen.
That's a lot
and
of
hopefully
argument
others
for
will
the
see what we will do.
Fair enough.
Well, I think at least one thing is certain. One thing is certain. Nobody can stop China's reunification.
No one can stop the process of China's reunification. Will it be the use of force or peaceful reunification? Can you give an honest and responsible reply to our American friends?
Our goal is to have peaceful reunification, of course. But we will achieve reunification one way or another.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ambassador.